Tina Koumarianis is with us. There she is. Hi, Tina.
I'm in the house.
Yes, you are. You're getting down with the kids. Okay. All right, let's go straight in here. Dear Tina, my boyfriend and I had a recent falling out and we haven't spoken properly for over a month. We just started talking today and he said he wants to tell me something. He said he doesn't know how to do it. And when I ask if he still loves me, he says he doesn't know. I just can't imagine my life without him. Can you suggest how I can get them back, you know, and get back to normal?
Listen, until you actually meet him, you won't know what's on his mind. And hard as it is, it's much better to see him as soon as possible, even if it's just to put you out of your misery. If it's a matter that he wants to finish with you, I think he's been kind enough to say it to your face rather than to ghost you or to just text you. I know I always say to people in the same position, you managed just fine before you met him, and if you turned right that day instead of left, you would probably be with somebody else now. Hard as it is, I always look on a separation as a new beginning rather than the end. You never know who's waiting around the corner for you. And you just need to give yourself some time to heal and recharge and not rush into something else if it is actually over. Of course, it is possible that maybe he's been with somebody else over the last month and that's what he wants to talk to you about because he's feeling guilty. In a case like that, you'll have to make up your mind whether you're prepared to forgive him. And it sounds to me like you would. You know, you seem to be very much in love with him. I think you need to go and hear what he has to say. It may not be what you want to hear, but you have to respect what he wants, especially if you love him. You say you can't imagine life without him. I know it's horrible, but it's not worth ending everything over. No one is. I would really like you, if you really feel that things are getting too much for you, to chat to the Samaritans or someone similar. They're kind, understanding, and they're there to talk things through with you day or night with absolutely no pressure. You know, it's just the initial thing. It's heartbreaking, but most people get over it after a while. It's just the initial shock of breaking up. You have to accept that there's nothing you can do about it. And no matter how upset and miserable you become, you cannot make somebody stay with you if they don't want to. That would be cruel and certainly not something you'd inflict on someone, especially someone you're supposed to love. Think about what your argument was about, whose fault it was, and be really, really honest with yourself. If you were arguing enough that you split up and he may want to leave for good, was your relationship really as happy as you think it was? That's, you know, yeah. Maybe there were other things going on and just she wasn't expecting him to go and now he has.
But she's got to get the answer.
To get the answer and move on one way or the other, back with him or away from him. Yeah.
Okay, it's Tina Koumarianis. Ask TinaK@gmail.com. Dear Tina, I was married for some years, but it didn't work out. And 2 years after that, I met a really nice guy and moved to a different area to be with him. It was only after we moved in together that I realized he was a heavy drinker and a gambler. So we split up. Towards the end of last year, I met a wonderful man who only 4 weeks before had split up with his partner of 15 years. She left him, but he's never told me why. He couldn't have been more attentive, wining and dining me, cooking me dinner and buying me little gifts and organising a couple of weekends away. Every aspect of our relationship was incredible. However, the morning after our last night together, I received a text from him saying it had all been too soon. He was feeling confused and he needed time to himself. I was absolutely devastated. I asked him why he hadn't told me the night before and he said it was only when he was lying alone in bed, things started going around in his head. Last week, he sent me a text to say he was missing me and flirting with me, but also telling me that he had met up with his ex for a chat. What am I supposed to do?
With men, it could be a number of things. You know that, Declan. I mean, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It could be he's having second thoughts about rekindling his relationship with his ex and met her to test the waters to see if she would be prepared to have him back, especially when he can throw his relationship with you in her face to make her jealous. Or he realizes he made a mistake by dumping you and is trying to make you jealous by making you think he's in touch with his ex. You know, it works both ways. There's also the possibility he may be a bit of a player. With his ex of 15 years having broken up with him, instead of grieving or at least taking time to come to terms with it, he started dating again very, very quickly and apparently successfully with you. However, maybe you were just becoming a little too serious too fast after his 15-year relationship, and he either wants to broaden his horizontal dance card with some other ladies now he's out of his long-term relationship, but wants to keep you on the side by flirting with you, and he realizes how taken you are with him and he thinks he can get away with it. Or maybe it's just as simple as he does want to get back with his ex, but then why flirt with you? Unless, of course, he's keeping all his options open. It's quite difficult to know what he's at without actually knowing the gentleman in question. However, if he was faithful in his 15-year relationship, we don't know why his long-term partner left him. Maybe he was cheating. But if he wasn't cheating, then maybe he's just a good guy who is a bit all over the place right now. And he wants to get back out on the dating scene, you know, without being tied down again. I'm afraid it's up to you to decide just how much fooling around you're prepared to accept in order to hopefully spend what might be some shared time with his ex until he gets his head around what he actually wants. I do remember the saying, the partner who comes into a person's life immediately after a serious breakup is never the one. There's always, you know, yes, a buffer, and then they go on to meet the one or somebody else. But yeah, the one that comes along immediately after is generally not the one.
Okay, now let's try and squeeze this one in, okay? Dear Tina, I have a difficult situation that I need some help with, please. I've had a friend through school and college. We've also got on brilliantly together. We're both 22, but for the first time I have a serious relationship. I'm mad about him and I'm beginning to resent my friend and the fact that she seems oblivious to the fact that my boyfriend and I want to spend time alone together. In the past, when we've gone out with someone, we all hung out together, but this is different. We can't have a conversation without her taking over, and so far she hasn't a relationship of her own, preferring to feed off mine. Do you have any suggestion for how I can deal with this?
Oh, gee. It's tricky, all right, and it would appear your patience seems to be running out fast. What is also tricky is when you've always included her in everything you've done in the past, but sadly for her and friends like her, in everybody's life there comes a time when two's company and three's a crowd, and this is it. I'm kind of surprised with this relationship being so much closer that she hasn't picked up on the vibes and stepped back rather than being a wallflower, unless, of course, she's cheeky and has no intention of staying at home while you're out enjoying yourself. Or maybe she's jealous and isn't concerned whether your relationship continues and would probably prefer if it didn't. I'm afraid the time has come for you to say you would love to meet up with her on a certain day or days for a catch-up when you're free. Don't say anything else unless she questions you, because the least said, the soonest mended. If she asks why she isn't joining you and your boyfriend, be honest with her. Say, in this particular instance, unfortunately, three is a passion killer. You are not into threesomes or an audience, and that if she likes, you will check out his mates to see if you can make up a foursome sometime and leave it at that. Having said that, be careful she doesn't start badgering you about, where's her date? After all, you did promise her. Remember, you are trying to be kind. You're not a dating website or a charitable organisation. It's nice to be nice, but not if it's going to do your head in or ruin your own relationship. I don't think you would feel very charitable towards her if she killed your romance. It would probably be the end of your friendship. You can't be expected to put your life on hold until she finds Mr. Right of her own. And as long as you still see her for a catch-up, she will just have to accept that and be happy with it, or look elsewhere for entertainment when you're busy. Makes you wonder if she would be quite so inclusive if the boot was on the other foot. I doubt it.
I doubt it indeed.
Yeah, I think she'd be gone. You wouldn't see her for dust. No, I have a boyfriend now. I haven't got time for you. Yeah. Anyway, that's my feeling about it. The time has come. You're big girls now. Time to move on. I mean, you can't be having somebody.
That could 24/7. Jeopardize everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Tina, great to see you as always.
Thanks
you very
a
much indeed. AskTinaK@gmail.com.